feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. Before we begin, please subscribe and share. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement, and share this episode with someone who may need an uplift. Today, we're diving into something raw and deeply personal, the ache of feeling disconnected from family. Have you ever looked around and wondered why the people who should love you the most feel so far away? Maybe you felt the sting of being forgotten, excluded, or made to feel like you're not enough. If you've ever carried that weight, this episode is for you. Together, we'll face the pain and, more importantly, uncover the hope and healing waiting on the other side. Just a few moments ago, I was reminded of Joseph, the dreamer, the favorite son, the one whose story takes us on an emotional roller coaster. Yes, I'm talking about Joseph from the Bible. Joseph wasn't just betrayed by his family. He was abandoned. His brothers didn't just reject him. They sold him into slavery. Imagine that kind of pain. The people meant to protect him became the source of his deepest wounds. But Joseph's story didn't end in despair. Years later, when his brothers were in need, Joseph had every reason to turn them away, to repay the hurt they caused. Instead, he said something extraordinary. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Let that sink in. The very betrayal meant to break Joseph became the foundation for something greater. His pain wasn't the end of the story. It was the beginning of a purpose only God could write. Many of us carry wounds like Joseph. Maybe it's the sting of being left out, the silence during holidays, or the absence at milestones. It's not just painful, it's lonely. And let's be honest, the thought of letting those same people back in can feel impossible. How do you rebuild trust when the cracks run so deep? Here's what I need you to hear. It's okay to feel the hurt. It's okay to grieve what you've lost, but don't let the pain convince you that their rejection defines your worth. It doesn't. Joseph's brothers didn't see his worth, but that didn't mean he wasn't worthy. And the same is true for you. Your value isn't determined by who stays or who leaves. You are loved. You are enough. And no amount of distance or rejection can take that away. God can take even the messiest, most painful parts of your story and use them for good. You don't have to know how or when. That's his job. Trust that he hasn't forgotten you. So what do you do when the pain feels overwhelming? When the silence is deafening? Here are a few steps to help you move forward. Number one, feel the pain. Don't bury it or pretend it doesn't exist. Name it, write it down, pray over it, acknowledge the grief. It's the first step to releasing it. Number two, pray for healing. Ask God not just for reconciliation, but for peace in your heart. Healing doesn't always mean everything goes back to the way it was, and that's okay. Number three, build a chosen family. If the love you need isn't coming from relatives, look elsewhere. Friends, mentors, and church groups can fill those empty spaces with relationships built on genuine love and respect. Number four, trust the bigger picture. Joseph didn't see the purpose in his pain right away, but God was working all along. The same is true for you. Trust that your story is still unfolding. I've felt the sting of family drifting away. I've mourned the moments we didn't share, and I've wondered, what did I do to deserve the silence? But here's what I've learned. Their absence doesn't mean I'm unlovable, and it doesn't mean you are either. Healing doesn't always mean the story wraps up neatly. Sometimes it means finding peace, even when relationships don't look the way you hoped. Like Joseph, I'm learning to forgive, not because the hurt doesn't matter, but because I matter. My heart deserves to be free, and so does yours. If you're sitting in the ache of feeling unseen, unwanted, or forgotten, know this: God sees you. You are not alone. You are not forgotten, and your story is far from over. Joseph's story reminds us that even the deepest wounds can lead to the greatest purpose. So hold on. Trust that God is working even in the silence. And always remember, you are fearless, you are free, and you are forever loved. Thank you for joining me today. If this episode spoke to your heart, please share it with someone who might need these words. Let's remind each other that even in the hardest moments, hope is always within reach. And please subscribe and leave a rating. Leave a rating so others can find the show faster. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next episode. We publish an episode every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And there may be some fluctuation when it comes to the holidays. Again, thank you.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good. Yeah.